Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Bill Crowder, and I titled today's devotional reading, A Teachable Spirit. It has become sadly normal to attack not only the opinions of others, but also the person holding the opinion. This can be true in the academic circles as well. For this reason, I was stunned when scholar and theologian Richard B. Hayes wrote a paper that forcefully took to task a work that he himself had written years earlier. In his book, Reading with the Grain of Scripture, Hayes demonstrated great humility of heart as he corrected his own past thinking, now fine-tuned by his lifelong commitment to learning. As the book of Proverbs was being introduced, King Solomon listed the various intents of this collection of wise sayings, but in the midst of those purposes, he inserted this challenge: Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. Like the Apostle Paul, who claimed that even after following Christ for decades, he continued to pursue knowing Jesus, Solomon urged the wise to listen, to learn, and to continue to grow. No one is ever hurt by maintaining a teachable spirit. As we seek to continue to grow and learn about the things of faith and the things of life, may we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us into truth, that we might better comprehend the wonders of our good and great God. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instruction in prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance, for understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Let's pray. Loving God, remind us that we have much to learn about you and about life. Give us a humble, teachable spirit that we might continually be growing in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name's Bill Crowder, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.